This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, December 24th. God's word to you today is for everyone. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 1 verse 20, and it says, "As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. 'Joseph, son of David,' the angel said, 'do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit.'" Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 to 22 says, "And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. What was the Lord's message? If you come back with me to about 500 years before then, to a time of King Ahaz and Isaiah the prophet, please read Isaiah 7 verses 2 to 14. The background to this is the king of Israel, who was supposed to be the brother to the king of Judah, connived and ganged up with the king of Syria to destroy Judah. Judah and Ahaz were filled with fear and confusion. Isaiah 7 verse 2 says, "The news had come to the royal court of Judah. Syria is aligned with Israel against us. So the heart of the king and his people trembled with fear, like trees shaking in a storm." They were so afraid. It was as though they were being tossed around by the wind. They were so shaken because Syria was a big nation and still is. Israel was about 10 or 11 times bigger than Judah. Their alliance terrified Ahaz. I do not know what is scaring you today. Some of us look at 2020, or perhaps just a particular aspect of our lives, and we're afraid. The best way to describe how scared you are is like trees shaking in a storm. Isaiah 7 verse 4 says, "Tell him to stop worrying. Tell him he does not need to fear the fierce angers of those two burnt out embers, King Rezin of Syria and Pekah of Remaliah." God is saying to you today, stop worrying. Ahaz and Joseph were in a similar situation. Ahaz was afraid of external kings bigger than himself. Ahaz was afraid of external pressure. Joseph was afraid of social pressure, external people that would jeer at him. He risked getting stoned because he was not yet married to Mary, and she was pregnant. In Israel, at that time, such people would be stoned. God sent the same prophetic words to Ahaz and to Joseph. Isaiah 7 verse 14 says, "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." In the Matthew chapter 1 account, also the Bible says his name will be called Jesus, and then goes ahead to interpret the meaning of the name Jesus. Why that significance? There are names in the Bible that God did not bother to interpret. So why does the name of Jesus need interpretation? The answer is, the name of Jesus needs interpretation because of you and I. God knows we do not speak Hebrew, but he wants us to understand that Jesus is for all of us. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. To you belongs all power, Jesus. Whenever I call your name, you make a way. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.